May 17, 1925, Volume 17, continuation of the previous chapter. Other ways to fuse oneself in the divine will. First, in return for creation, and then for redemption. After I had the confessor hear what is written above, with the date of May 10th, on fusing myself in the divine volition, he was not satisfied, and ordered me to continue to write about the way to fuse myself in the holy divine volition. So, out of obedience, and for fear that my Jesus might be even slightly disappointed, I continue. Now, I add that as that immense void comes before my mind, infusing myself in the supreme volition, the little child begins her round again, and rising up high, she wants to repay her God for all the love he had for all creatures in creation. She wants to honor him as creator of all things, and so she goes around the stars, and in each flickering of light I impress my I love you and glory to my creator. In every atom of the light of the sun that comes down, my I love you and glory. In the whole expanse of the heavens, between the distance from one step to another, my, I love you, and glory. In the warbling of the bird, in the beating of its wings, love, and glory, to my Creator. In the blade of grass which sprouts from the earth, in the flower that blooms, in the fragrance that ascends, love, and glory. On the peak of the mountains and in the depths of the valleys, love, and glory. I wander through every heart of creature as though wanting to enclose myself and shout from within, to every heart, my, I love you, and glory to my Creator. And then, as if I had gathered everything together in such a way that everything gives return of love and recognition of glory for all that God has done in creation, I go to His throne, and I say to Him, Supreme Majesty and Creator of all things, this little child comes into your arms to tell you that all of creation, in the name of all creatures, gives you not only return of love, but also the just glory for the so many things you created for love of us. In your will, in this immense empty space, I wandered everywhere, so that all things may glorify you, love you and bless you. And now that I have put in relation the love between creator and creature, which the human will had broken, as well as the glory that everyone owed you, let your will descend upon earth, that it may bind and strengthen all the relations between creator and creature, and so that all things may return to the original order established by you. Therefore, hurry, do not delay any longer. Don't you see how the earth is full of evils? Your will alone can stop this current and save it, your will, known and ruling. After this, I feel that my office is still not complete. So I descend to the bottom of that empty space, in order to repay Jesus for the work of redemption. And as though finding all that he did in it, I want to give him my return for all the acts that all creatures should have done in waiting for him and receiving him upon earth. Then, as though wanting to transform all of myself into love for Jesus, I go back to my refrain, and I say, I love you, in the act of descending from heaven to be incarnated, and I impress my I love you in the act of being conceived in the most pure womb of the Virgin Mary. I love you in the first drop of blood which was formed in your humanity. I love you in the first beat of your heart, to mark all your heartbeats with my I love you. I love you in your first breath. I love you in your first pains. I love you in the first tears you shed in the maternal womb. I want to return your prayers, your reparations, your offerings, with my I love you. I love you in your birth. I love you in the cold you suffered. I love you in each drop of the milk you suckled from your most holy mama. I want to fill with my I love yous the clothes with which your mama swaddled you. I lay my I love you upon that ground on which your mama placed you in the manger, as your most tender limbs felt the hardness of the hay, but more than of hay, the hardness of hearts. My I love you in each of your wailings, in all the tears and sufferings of your childhood. I make my I love you flow in all the relations and communications and love you had with your immaculate mama. I love you, in her dearest kisses, in each word you said, in the food you took, in the steps you took, in the water you drank. I love you, in the work you did with your hands. I love you, in all the acts you did during your hidden life. I seal my I love you in each one of your interior acts and in the pains you suffered. I lay my I love you upon the paths you covered, in the air you breathed, in all the sermons you made during your public life. My I love you flows in the power of the miracles you made, in the sacraments you instituted. In everything, O my Jesus, even in the most intimate fibers of your heart, I impress my I love you, for me and for all. Your will makes everything present to me, and nothing do I want to leave, in which my I love you is not impressed. Your little daughter of your will feels this duty, as there's nothing else she can do, that you may have at least my little I love you for everything you did for me and for all. Therefore my I love you follows you in all the pains of your passion, in all the spit, scorn and insults they gave you. My I love you seals every drop of the blood you shed, every blow you received, every wound that formed in your body, each thorn that transfixed your head, the bitter pains of the crucifixion, the words you pronounced on the cross. Up to your last breath, I intend to impress my I love you. I want to enclose all your life, all your acts, with my I love you. I want you to touch, see and feel my continuous I love you. My I love you will never leave you, your very will is the life of my I love you. But do you know what this little child wants? That the divine will of your Father, which you loved so much, and which you did during all your life upon earth, make itself known to all creatures, so that all may love it and fulfill your will, on earth as it is in heaven. This little child would want to surpass you in love, so that you may give your will to all creatures. Please, make this poor little one happy, who wants nothing but what you want, that your will be known and reign upon all the earth. Now I believe that obedience will be happy in some way. Though it is true that in many things I had to make a few jumps, otherwise I would never end. Fusing myself in the divine volition is like a springing fount for me. And every tiny thing I hear and see, even one offense given to my Jesus, is occasion for me for new ways and new fusions in His most holy will. Now, I continue by saying that my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, to all you have said on fusing yourself in my will, another application must be added, that of fusing yourself in the order of grace, in all that the Sanctifier, the Holy Spirit, has done and will do to those who are to be sanctified. Furthermore, while we, the three divine persons, remain always united in working, if creation is related to the Father, and redemption to the Son, the Fiat Voluntas Tua was attributed to the Holy Spirit. And it is exactly in the Fiat Voluntas Tua that the Divine Spirit will display His work. You do it when, in coming before the Supreme Majesty, you say, I come to give love in return for everything which the Sanctifier does to those who are to be sanctified. I come to enter into the order of grace, to give you glory and return of love, as if all had become saints, and to repair you for all the oppositions and lack of correspondence to grace. And as much as you can, in our will you search for the acts of grace of the Spirit Sanctifier, in order to make your own, His sorrow, His secret moans, His anguishing sighs in the depth of the hearts, on seeing Himself unwelcome. And since the first act He does is to bring our will as the complete act of their sanctification, on seeing Himself rejected, He moans with inexpressible moans. And in your childlike simplicity, you say to Him, Spirit Sanctifier, hurry, I implore you, I beg you, let everyone know your will, so that, in knowing it, they may love it and welcome your prime act of their complete sanctification, which is your holy will. My daughter, we, the three divine persons, are inseparable and distinct, and in this way do we want to manifest to the human generations our works for them, while remaining united within ourselves, Each one of us wants to manifest individually his love and his work for the creatures.